Hi, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. One of my great pleasures this year has been my daily routine of running a push mower over the oratory lawn. I do have a motor, rotary mower, however my contemplative soul is nurtured and nourished as I walk up and down my garden pushing this little mower. The rhythm of its drive chain, the chatter of the cutting blades, and the reflection within my own heart all feed my friendship with God. Naturally, this is a process that stops when it rains, yet most evenings I am to be found quietly walking up and down, creating alternating strips upon my lawn. There's no grass box to be emptied. The cuttings provide a useful mulch that nourishes the grass. They also draw down the birds who peck away, finding what amounts to their supper. Of course, had the lawn not been scarified, then the blades would have become entangled with the moss, and the whole process would have become impossible. It reminds me that everything in nature is connected and related in some way. Each morning as I gaze out upon the lawn, I draw pleasure from its patterned finish. It reminds me of the work required to produce that finish and prompts me to recall the thoughts that God woke within me as I walked up and down pushing the mower. These thoughts are the fruit of my desire to encounter God. They're thoughts I assume I'd have missed had I neglected to create space for God in my day. In a world of acute busyness, it is often difficult to make time for God. It's not just the demands life places upon us, but as many discovered this year, it is our own hard wiring to activity that is difficult to manage. My discipline of manually mowing the lawn takes about 40 minutes. This is time I make available to the Master Gardener to nurture me, a plant in God's garden. Interestingly, my mood may not be in the best place as I begin my daily routine, yet I can chat that over with God. I choose not to dwell upon myself, but to look to the Lord. I don't want to focus upon the tree, but to nurture the harvest yet in formation. For many of us, life will prove draining. Youthful enthusiasms are dismissed as the naivety of idealism. Yet were they? By all contemporary accounts, the first Christians saw themselves evidence for a way of life was truly otherworldly. They were citizens of heaven. They were recognized as such, for they generously supported and encouraged those amongst whom they lived. In times of difficulty, such as plague, it was the Christians who offered support when others abandoned those plague's victims. My daily contemplations invite me to consider, what sort of fruit do I want my life to grow? As we enter into the God space today, I know many tell me making time for God daily is a great challenge. Yet the challenges that confront and often defeat you from finding that time can poison the tree and destroy its harvest. Amen. Much like the lines that mark my lawn, my life has regular patterns in which I seek God. Now, as we draw towards the end of September, there are going to be some changes to Be Still and Know. So stay tuned to find out what they are over the next few days. And also do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and also follow along with Premier Life and Be Still and Know. But for now, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye. And God bless.